don't pick up on signs. The kind that come in forms of song. Admire from far, but don't get along. I'm not fond of building bonds, but both of strangers carry on. I'm not shy, but I'm reserved, and far too, far too unconcerned. I can't help myself, I'm compelled to push your buttons. This backstabbing dance, the best of the best friends, is making me nervous. Sugar skies, these beer-covered eyes of mine, blindly minded to listen. I watch too closely, not always, but mostly. I stop and I stare from a distance. I should take part and let everyone harden. Stroke every ego by hand. Love it or leave it, I never believe it. Honor this fellow's command. Not in denial. Burning bridges, casting stones, naming names and breaking bonds.
Hey guys, it's Tanya Schultz with Social Chats, No Aging. We're live streaming today, and I'm with my co-host, Sandra Lopez.
Hi!
and we have Almond here.
Hi, how are you, Tanya?
Sorry, I didn't really tell you what's going on, but now you do know what's going on. Guys, guess what? We have the Florida Regional Sales Manager of Life Extension here today, before we have Dr. Gofadden on. Talk about his new book, but I kind of kidnapped Armin. I don't think he realized he was going to be on our show.
He looks perplexed.
He's like, what?
Like, that's all right. I'm sure we'll have a good time.
So, how you been?
And excellent. How about yourself?
Fantastic. This Wednesday's my favorite show. We have a lot of fun because I have my crazy BFF over here.
And crazy.
Crazy. Oh. No, not you. But let me check the sound. Yeah, we play a song before the show just so I can check the sound, make sure it's... See that little thing that goes up and down? And so we're going to have to get a little closer.
I want to get to... I'm sorry to
get closer.
I want to get to Dr. Goldfob...
Gofadden.
Right. How do you spell that?
G-O-L-D. Goldfadden. F-A-D-E-N. Gary Goldfadden. His website is...
I want to get his website. That's what I want.
Cosmesis Skincare. I'm going to put it on your Facebook page. I want to do that.
How about that?
We do like everybody else. I just put it on your Facebook page. So, Armin, how long have you been with Life Extension?
I've been with Life Extension about 7 years. I started as a nutritionist working as one of the health advisors back in November 2004.
Wow.
So the time when I started, there was only about 16 health advisors. We had a couple doctors, registered dietitians, nutritionists, and so on. And now the company has advanced so far that there's actually 60 health advisors in both Florida and Las Vegas. So I started as an advisor for the first 2.5 years, and then I've been promoted to the regional sales manager position for the past 5 years or so.
So you're pretty much the guy that we want to know anything about life extension products. You're the guy then.
I could tell you a little bit.
I don't know. It seems like you tell me a lot. You've been with them for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to post this on Sandra's wall here. Dr. Gofen would join us. Yeah, because Dr. Gofen is going to be doing the, he'll be at the Life Extension retail store on Saturday for his book signing.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on that, the retail store?
Oh, I love the retail store. They've done such a tremendous job with it, moving to the new location on Federal Highway. Before, it used to be on Powerline and Commercial, set back where no one could see it. Now it has a nice prominent location right on Federal Highway between Cypress and Commercial.
So I haven't been yet. I want to go by there.
It's really nice. They moved the blood lab, the pharmacy, and the store there and kind of separated it from, you know, all the corporate offices and everything. So it's really nice location, easy to find.
Is the corporate office still on Powerline?
They moved it further west.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a huge building.
It's huge.
Closer to 441.
I was telling Bill, I was like, wow, I was there. I was, and then you know, I'm so used to going, okay, goodbye, I'm going to see you guys later. And they all looked at me like, well, we have to walk you out because you're going to get lost. And I walked down this one hallway and I'm like, wow, everything looks the same. They all have doors and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. Impressive. Here, I just put.
Yeah, it's really amazing how much the company's grown, you know, over the years. Last year, the wholesale end of our business grew 35% over the year before. And
wow.
This economy, it's really impressive. So the wholesale end of our business, you know, many of the physicians in Florida carry our products into practice, and the amount is growing so much that it's the fastest growing portion of our business. In about 5 years, if we maintain the same trend lines, the wholesale business will be the greatest portion of life extension. It
will
overtake the member sales.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But because everything Life Extension puts out is scientifically proven. It's not something that they just put it out there. It's the studies, and I mean, the Life Extension has a clinical study division of its company, and I think that's one of the few things most nutrition companies don't offer. But Life Extension is not just a nutrition company. I've always explained that to people, that they fund so much research and development for everything, especially when it comes to cancer and Alzheimer's research and diabetes. So I always find that very interesting on how fast the company is growing, because now a lot of people are looking for other ways to prevent. And especially when it comes to weight loss, because I take Avengia, and the one thing I told you, I wanted to pick your brain on Avengia, because
sure.
It's like one of the best products, don't you think? I love it.
Yeah, I mean, the Avengia is really exciting. We came out with it in November of 2008 after the largest weight loss that was ever shown in a medical journal, published mm-hmm. in the medical journal Health and Lipids and Disease in 2008, and it actually showed a 28-pound weight loss over 10 weeks. So that's the largest amount of weight loss ever shown in a medical journal study. And it primarily works on leptin levels, so it helps to improve leptin sensitivity. So in effect, leptin does a couple things in your body. One is it induces lipolysis, the burning of your body's fat cells as a fuel source. And the second thing is leptin shuts off your appetite. And what happens is that people are trying to lose weight. Have a problem is their leptin gets bound to a couple things in their body. One, it can get bound to C-reactive protein, which is inflammation, and it can also be bound to cortisol. So what the Ervingia does is it goes in and frees up that leptin and allows it to cross your blood-brain barrier, so your body gets the signals that it's supposed to be getting. It also has a couple other mechanisms of action. One is it inhibits the conversion of carbohydrates to fat. There's an enzyme called glycerol 3-phosphate dehydrogenase that facilitates that conversion, and the Ervingia actually inhibits that to a certain degree. And the nice thing is it doesn't affect your central nervous system at all. There's no jitteriness. You could take one in the morning, one in the evening before dinner. It's not going to keep you up at night. And the really cool thing about it is that we came out with it in 2008, and then recently, over the past 6 months, Dr. Oz has had it on his show over 3 times.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And yeah, and then so he called it African mango the first time he had it on his show, and because it is, you know, it's a ground up seed that they used in West Africa for many years. It kind of looks like a mango tree, and after that, he just published a 2-page article in this First for Women magazine that's been on sale at Publix and a lot of the grocery stores here in Florida. It has distribution of 1.2 million magazines, and because of that 2-page article,
wow.
he. Dr. Oz mentioned specifically that many of the African mangoes out there don't have the exact extract that was used in the study, and the one that does is the life extension Integraline Avengia.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know about that part. I knew that he talked about Avengia. I mean, more of the mango, the specific nutrient of the Avengia, but I did not know that he mentioned life extension.
Yeah, I mean, on his show, for the first two or three times he mentioned it, he did not mention life extension specifically. Mm-hmm. And then in his two-page article in the first for Women magazine, he specifically mentioned that you have to get the life extension one. And here's the reason why, is that life extension, we had the worldwide exclusive on the Avengia for over 2 years, mm-hmm. meaning that no one could actually get the exact extract besides us. Mm-hmm. Now, we were the first to discuss the studies, show the benefits, get the research out there. And because of that, the suppliers gave us an exclusive where no one else could use it for 2 years. So what mm-hmm. happened was, is that towards the end of our contract, a lot of knockoffs started coming out. So people would say, okay, I'm selling African mango, but either A, they didn't have what they claimed on the label, mm-hmm. or B, it was nothing at all. So that's the concern that Dr. Oz had, is that a lot of knockoffs are coming out there. And mm-hmm. one of the important things to remember is that the FDA doesn't regulate dietary supplements, so people can claim to have anything on the label and don't actually have to have it there. And the nice thing about Life Extension is that we provide certificates of analysis for every batch of every product that we make, and we always use the exact type and the exact amount of a nutrient that was shown in a medical journal to elicit a certain effect. So people mm-hmm. know that when they take our product, they're going to get the results that were shown in the medical journal. So that's why, you know, we've probably moved over 80,000 bottles in the past, I want to say, 2 months, which is the fastest selling product in the history of our 30 years. So it's really amazing, stimulant free.
Yeah, I am the number one. I mean, are you guys out there, if you ever want to try it, go to Life Extension Retail Store or go to the retail. What's the website if they want, somebody wanted to order?
Well, if they want to order directly from us, it's lef.org. Mm-hmm. If they'd like to pick it up at a local store near them, they mm-hmm. can go to lifeextensionretail.com and type in the store locator.
Awesome.
But many of the stores in Florida carry our products.
You guys have developed the Avengia line too. Like, I just saw the recent one with a little package to put in the water.
Yeah, so you know, what we do at Life Extension is when new research comes out, we always try to improve the products each year. Okay. So we have the basic Avengia by itself, and then we have a few other formulas. The latest one that you're referring to is our calorie control weight management powder, mm-hmm. which has the Avengia. It also has the white kidney bean, which prevents your body from digesting all the carbohydrates that you consume. It has a new fiber called propylmanin. Mm-hmm. And propylmanin, when you consume it, it expands and provides a feeling of fullness. But also, it can pull onto some of the fats from your meal and carry mm-hmm. it through your body undigested. And it also prevents your blood sugar from spiking after your meal. You know, so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the fiber really helps to keep your blood sugar low. And then we have the new green coffee extract that we mm-hmm. just added in there, which also has been shown to lower post-meal blood sugars by up to 38% when taken before a meal. And then we have a green tea phytosome, which is a decaffeinated green tea extract mm-hmm. that increases your basal metabolic rate, the amount of calories your body burns at rest, not doing anything. So it has the Avengia in it, plus some other things to really help get the product working. And all in all, with all the ingredients, it actually helps to fight weight loss on 11 different mechanisms of action. So that's the thing people need to remember is that, sure, you can take, you know, a weight loss product that just has a lot of stimulants in it, but that's mm-hmm. only one mechanism of action. It just increases your metabolic rate. It doesn't affect leptin levels. It doesn't have the fiber. It doesn't improve insulin sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So the nice thing about what we do is we try to hit it from as many different angles as possible. And then, as you were mentioning, we also make it in a single serving little packets or little sticks you can add to your bottle of water. So
that's awesome, especially if you go to a gym or like before you're traveling.
Yeah.
Because I was carrying that big container around with the powder.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I should put that in a Ziploc bag, and then it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I just recently was introduced to those little packages, and I'm like, this is awesome. I could like totally carry, you know, pack this in my briefcase, and you know, wherever I need it to, I can just put that in water.
Definitely.
And go from there. So what other exciting product besides the weight loss product, which is the one of the most important product, I think, for everybody in America, because we have an epidemic going on right now.
Sure.
In obesity. So.
Well, one of the really exciting things that just came out is our new NeuroMag. It's our new, the first magnesium that's ever been shown to actually get into the brain and central nervous system. Oh. So it's magnesium L-threonate. So mm-hmm. it's the amino acid threonine with magnesium. And when they combine together, this is the only magnesium that's been actually shown to get into the brain. And when it does, studies show that it increases the number and the density of the synapses, mm-hmm. which are the connections in the brain. So this can have wide-reaching applications from Alzheimer's and just improving, you know, basic cognitive function. Because Alzheimer's is one of the factors to it, or the attributes of it, is that your synapses decrease and they deteriorate, mm-hmm. and the number of them decrease. So this actually can help to improve those, increase the number and the density of those synapses. So when you think of brain aging, there's so many things you have to address, you know, boosting up the acetylcholine, repairing cell membranes, mm-hmm. increasing circulation, reducing inflammation. There's so many different aspects and nutrients you could take to improve brain function. But the only magnesium that's ever been shown to increase the number and density of the synapses is this new magnesium L-threonate. And what's interesting in the studies is that they compared it to magnesium citrate and glycinate and amino acid chelate, and none of the other magnesiums were actually able to significantly elevate the levels of magnesium in the brain and central nervous system. So this is something that Life Extension just introduced last November. So it's only been out about 3 months. Significant improvement in medical journal studies, more human trials going on right now. And this just goes along with the whole Life Extension philosophy, is that we really like to be first to market with really innovative and novel ingredients that have a substantial amount of research to back up their efficacy. And this is going to be a big product in the future.
Actually, I just start taking it. I like it. But what I've been doing is I take a lot of stuff, so so I take it 3 times a day, because you take 3 pills for one, I guess, for one serving.
Right.
So I take one in the morning, one at lunch, and one at dinner. Mm-hmm. Is that good? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's good. It's actually, you know, magnesium, most people take it in the evening because magnesium stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system. So you have two nervous systems. You have your sympathetic, which kind of runs your daytime, you know, increases blood pressure, blood sugar. That's what gets you up in the morning. And then your parasympathetic, which is supposed to take over at night. And that's what lowers blood pressure, blood sugar, helps you relax, increases the peristalsis, the movement of your intestines. So typically, magnesium you take before bed to increase that parasympathetic nervous system. However, we're getting reports that some people are actually getting a little stimulation from this magnesium because it's increasing the brain activity. So a lot of people are taking this earlier on in the day.
I myself, I
take it before bed. I don't have any problems. Doesn't keep me up. But some people want to experiment and probably take
it. You're a good guy. That's, we have nothing to worry about. That's what I mean. Other people stay up at night, you worry about everything.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a routine. Before bed, I usually take my magnesium citrate. Now I take the NeuroMag in addition to that. I take a little zinc. And then I take a really tiny amount of melatonin, just 300 micrograms. Because I really believe if you go into a deeper sleep, you're going to be much more recovered and refreshed in the morning. Hormones are going to be better. So
that's exciting, actually. No, I saw an article on it just recently on Life. I think it was in January.
Yeah, January issue of the magazine.
Yeah, it came out. And so I had to get a bottle,
yeah,
of course. And I really feel that it did a lot because I'm a little bit more focused. I'm not, like, all over the place. I am all over the place all the time anyway.
Sure.
But because I have so much stuff going on. But I find that by being on that product, I felt not so anxiety, like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to get this done.
Yeah.
You know, this, I've been taking it religiously. Like, since the day I saw the article, I was like, I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
So what it's done for me is it's actually have kept me, I still have stuff, a whole bunch of going on, but I'm not having that anxiety, like I'm going to throw my computer across the room.
Sure.
Yeah. it's kept me really calm. So let's mention one more product. That do you have another one that you want to share with us?
Well, I would probably say, I just want to talk a little bit about it, you know, our CoQ10, because CoQ10 is so important. It's undergone a major change in the past few years. So CoQ10 from 1983 to 2006, Life Extension actually introduced CoQ10 to the United States in 1983. And it's only been available in one form, ubiquinone. And CoQ10 is called ubiquinone or ubiquinol because it's ubiquitous, meaning it's in every single cell of your body. So what happened was in 2006, Kanika, which is the Japanese pharmaceutical-grade company who makes everyone's CoQ10, or the better company's CoQ10, was finally able to stabilize the active form of CoQ10 called ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. And the ubiquinol, if we were to draw your blood, we would go to, let's say, LabCorp and draw your blood levels and check CoQ10. Your blood is made up of about 85% ubiquinol, which is the active form, and only about 15% of ubiquinone, which is the reduced form. And so basically, when you take the ubiquinol directly now, you can achieve 8 times higher levels. So the advantage is, you know, for example, about 8 years ago, there was a study with Parkinson's, and 1,200 milligrams of CoQ10 was the only thing that's ever been shown to stop the essential tremors or the shaking with Parkinson's. But before, to take 1,200 milligrams of CoQ10 would have cost you a fortune. So now, with the advent of the ubiquinol CoQ10, someone could take 150 milligrams of ubiquinol and get to that same exact 1,200 milligram level in their bloodstream. And the other advantage is the half-life is twice as long. So when you, your levels go up, they stay up twice as long before they go down. So that's the ubiquinol, and they came out in 2006. So the thing that Life Extension has with our ubiquinol is that Kanika, they did their own study where they combined this organic material that grows on Himalayan rocks. It's called shilajit, and they combined it with the ubiquinol, and they did a study, and they actually measured how much of the CoQ10 made it inside the mitochondria, not just the plasma. So the mitochondria is, you know, the part of your cell that produces the energy, and that's where you need the CoQ10 to get. So what they found is when they added the shilajit to the ubiquinol, it doubled how much made it inside the mitochondria. And we have the exclusive license on that that no one else does. So when you have the Life Extension ubiquinol and you said, well, what's the difference between the Life Extension one and the other ubiquinols on the market? It's the shilajit that we added to it. And you have to remember, this wasn't even our study. This was Kanika's study, the people who provide everyone's ubiquinol, and it doubles how much makes it inside the mitochondria. So CoQ10's really come a long way over the years. From the ubiquinol.
I remember when it was orange.
Yeah.
I used to put it on my face.
Well, I mean, a lot of people even, you know, chew the soft gels because CoQ10 has a lot of unique applications.
And one
of
them, really?
Well, to get it, the gum, it helps improve receding gums.
Oh, oh nice. Really? I didn't know that.
So if you look.
Can you come on the show at least once a month? I can get trained. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so CoQ10 has a few unique applications. One, it can help improve receding gums. It's been shown to help people get off kidney dialysis that have been on, have major kidney problems. You know, it has to be taken with everyone, obviously, on statin drugs like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor. You know, my father was one of the first people ever on a statin drug. He was on Crestor. He was on Lipitor. He's been on it for over 18 years, and they first came out many years ago. And he didn't take CoQ10, and his kidney function 2 years ago was almost 50%. His kidneys were almost non-functioning. And I said, Dad, you got to start taking the CoQ10. You have to, you know, lower your dose of the statin. And just by adding our ubiquinol CoQ10, and, you know, keeping on the 10 milligrams of Crestor that he was going with, he was able to get his kidney function almost back to 100%.
Well, my mom, my mom is, my mom has end-stage renal failure. She was at 12%. I'm wondering, and she, I mean, like,
she needs that.
Ever since she started dialysis, she has this hope. Like, it's kind of, it's kind of strange, you know what I mean? Like, that her kidneys are going to come back and work work again, but not with dialysis. So she has to take some supplements. Do you think that if she took that, it could possibly help her?
Absolutely. I mean, there's studies, and you can look at LEF.org on our website under kidney function. You can actually see the studies and references to medical journals where people are able to get off dialysis using high amounts of CoQ10. Now, the important thing to remember is that CoQ10 goes down in all of us after age 35. So even if you're not taking a statin drug, you should supplement with it anyways. And there's no established upper limit. There's no side effects to taking more. So certainly in her situation, I would suggest, you know, at least 100 to 200 milligrams of the ubiquinol form of CoQ10 because it's required by your body anyways. Your body makes it in your liver, but the production goes down. And it's responsible And it's in every single cell of your body, and it's responsible for the energy production of all those cells. So the cells in your kidney, the cells in your heart, the cells in your brain. And it's just going to help the mitochondria, the part of your cells that produce energy, to work more efficiently and produce more energy. So without question, she should definitely. But look at the studies. You know, that's the thing about life extension is that we're just not just saying these things. We're just providing the information that's already been shown in medical journals and helping people make the best decision on their own.
You might have saved my mom's life. I'm serious. I'm going to cry.
Well, she'll definitely improve.
Yeah, because I take that every day.
Well, I take
religiously.
CoQ10.
I take
CoQ10 as well. And I actually took it. It was a life extension product that I've always taken. I just didn't know it had all this benefit.
I never knew that about that either. I just know it's good
for me. I'm floored right now.
Well, even if you go to Macy's and try to look at the expensive skincare products, they say with CoQ10. And all they're doing is they're adding 1 milligram of CoQ10 topically. And so just imagine if you take 100 milligrams internally, how much better that's going to be for your skin. So really everyone should be taking it over age 35.
See, I take that with my... I take a lot. I was looking for Dr.
Goldfaden's product line to see if he had a CoQ10 product.
He has a skincare line.
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah, you can ask him. I don't know if he formulates with CoQ10. You know, I know a lot of his recent products use a lot of tea antioxidants, and he has some apple stem cells and some really...
Yeah.
Innovative ingredients. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say in a few minutes when he comes on.
So, when you normally work with physicians, correct?
Yeah. So my job is I bring the products into the physicians in the state of Florida. So I'll be working the PrimeEd show this weekend here in Fort Lauderdale. I'll be able to get in front of hundreds of doctors in one spot. And that's
like
really
thousands, good. Isn't it? It's like, because the PrimeEd is crazy.
Yeah, we actually sign up. I mean, last year we probably signed up 60 physicians, and this year's going to be even better. You know, we have our new e-partner program, which essentially we're creating a website for the doctors where they don't have to do any work besides the initial setup. Their patients were able to go to the website, order the products. We handle all the shipping and fulfillment for them.
Nice.
And it's completely hands-free. So life extension, especially in the retail end, is really growing exponentially, and it's very exciting to see what the future is.
Wow, just hearing the science in it, those three products we talked about today is incredible.
I missed the second one. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna listen to our archive.
Yeah.
It's like the magnesium one.
The new Neuromag for brain function. So it's the only magnesium that gets into the brain and central nervous systems. It improves.
So exciting.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So do you want to hang out with us, or do you have to get going?
No, I have to go. I have to visit my other accounts, but thank you very much.
But I'm serious. Can I call you and have you come on the show?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Yeah, okay. Because I want to know, especially when it comes to new products, because I want to, let our listener know, because...
Do you ever have any trainings? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I do the trainings when needed. So, as I was telling Tanya, I'm a nutritionist as well by trade. I was certified in New York State. So I handle the training. So
nice.
I do everything. I bring the products in. I train the staff. I do it all. So.
Well, we'd like to do, we're running a teeth whitening fundraiser. And it would be cool to integrate fundraiser and training for consumer, you know, consumer awareness.
We have people do the consumer lectures at our store. We have many of our doctors. Dr. Smith does one at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
My training is more for the actual doctors and physicians so they can better educate their customers and their patients and give them the right information. So we certainly have those capabilities, and we have people who can provide those public lectures.
Awesome.
But for me specifically, I work directly with the doctors because I have the whole state of Florida and I have quite a bit of ground.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We talked about that.
I can imagine how many doctors you must go see because this is state of Florida. I mean, aren't we known as the fountain of youth?
Yeah. Very busy.
Yeah. Should be
busy. It's a good problem to have, so.
Yeah, I know.
I love what I do.
Awesome. Well, we love you for coming by and letting
us
know a little bit more about it. And I'm so excited about it, especially with the CoQ10. I didn't know about the gums. That's awesome.
kidneys. Like, kidneys. Wow. That's
see? She's almost in
I'm
tears.
Going online today, like, yeah. after you leave here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
I'm going to tag. I friend requested you on Facebook.
I saw it. I might approve it if you're lucky.
Oh, please. don't be like the founder of Mashable. Oh, my God. No, he won't approve my friendship.
Oh, definitely. Good to see you, Sandra.
Likewise. Take care.
No, Pete Cashmore, the founder of Mashable, which is one of the biggest news for social media and technology.
Yeah.
He accepted all these people I know, like 24 of my friends, and he won't accept my friend request.
That's terrible.
I know. So I said, I cannot wait to see him in person. So please accept my friend request.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye. Take care. Was that incredible?
Wow.
Every time we do this show, I get more excited because, you know why? Because you learn so much from everything.
Yeah. And every day we do a little research. Like,
we find out things, whatever you do. Don't push.
Is this your favorite show?
It is my favorite show. One of my favorite shows.
I don't
want to
cause more envy.
Stop.
More envy.
Stop.
No, but I mean, really, you know, it's very educational, huh?
I wanted to send you, actually, Life Extension wrote a book review on Dr. GoFan's new book. So it's, here, I'm gonna send this to you on Facebook as a message. Send new message. Okay, Sandra Lopez. Okay, here, I'm gonna send this to you so you can see the book review. It's phenomenal. Yeah, Dr. GoFan has been in clinic. I mean, he's been around for 40 years, actually. He's been doing the clinical study. And we're going to give him a call. I told him 1:30, and we have one more minute to call him. Yeah, the CoQ10, I saw you, the way you looked, you were like...
Yeah, my eyes got teary. I definitely would have started crying, but... I couldn't do that to him. I always feel like that. Like you burden someone when you cry in front of them.
Why?
I don't know. It's
because they don't know what to say.
See how it is. That's why you hardly ever see me crying. I think.
No, you're like me. I never cry too.
Well, not in front of people.
That's true. I cry in front of people. Well, no, not really. Only my friends. I might choke up a little bit, but that's it. But yeah, the CoQ10. I've been taking 200. My gram of it.
Awesome.
And it's been making me feel really, really good. And the new magnesium is doing phenomenal for me. So, but yeah, today we're going to call Dr. GoFan. And, you know, he's been around for over 40 years, actually. This is some of the things that he is involved in that before we call him so people can know what he's about. He's a world-renowned dermatologist and is the founder of Cosmesis Skincare. That's one of the skincare products I used. And when I had the opportunity to be able to get him on the show, I was just like, I have to do this. He's the president of the Academy of Dermatology of Hollywood. He is a practicing dermatologist for 30 years plus, and is a lifetime member of the American Academy of Dermatology. He is a member of the Scientific Advisory Board of Life Extension Foundation.
Wow.
So right now, his president, he's a busy man. His president appointments is he's the chairman of Cosmesis Skincare Academy. He's the chairman of the Academy of Dermatology of Hollywood. He's on the Scientific Advisory Board of Life Extension Foundation. He's a senior attending dermatology of Hollywood Memorial Hospital. He's a senior attending dermatology of Golden Isle Hospital. He's a senior attending dermatology of Doctors Hospital. And he has his own private practice since 1971. So that's pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah.
So let's give him a call. And he is coming out with a new book, Your Guide to a Healthy Skin the Natural Way. And actually, this Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Life Extension Retail Store at the new location on Federal Highway, he's going to be there. It's 1 o'clock. It's his lecture. He's also doing a book signing, and they're also doing demonstration of the skincare product line. So he's going to talk to us about being beautiful inside and out. So let's call Dr. GoFan. I'm going to make sure that he can hear us. And turn this on.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Goldfaden?
Hello, yes.
Hi, this is Tanya and Sandra with Social Chats. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you ladies today?
Doing well, thank you.
Nice to talk to both of you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to chatting with you. Quick question, can you hear us well, or how do we sound?
I can hear you well.
Oh, perfect.
Likewise.
Yes, you sound great, actually.
Thank you.
And yeah, I was just telling our listener a little bit about your credential. I mean, do you have time? How did you have time to write a book? I was going to ask you, because you're a busy man. You're a very busy man, actually. I was going down all the different things you're doing right now. I mean, besides being the chairman of the Academy of Dermatology of Hollywood, but also the different, you are the senior attending dermatology at Hollywood Memorial Hospital, Golden Isle Hospital. I mean, that's, and plus you have your own private practice, and you are the chairman of Cosmesis Skincare. So how do you have time to write a new book? That's one of the reasons I want to know.
Well, you know, this is kind of a culmination of everything that I've been doing through the last 4 years in an attempt to try to bring my concepts and my thoughts to the individuals. You know, in my practice, I'm kind of limited to the people that I see. This way it gave me an opportunity to present this to a greater number of people on a much larger scale and to give my concepts about skincare and my thoughts about the various different items along that line.
Yeah, because I was just taking a look at the book review that Life Extension wrote on your book, Your Guide to a Healthy Skin, The Natural Way. Can you elaborate with us a little bit about that? And when you came up with the title for the book, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. You know, initially what happened was I was deciding that I was going to write about beautification techniques. People continually ask me, how do I stay young? How do I stay as best as I can be? And obviously I think that internal health through appropriate diet, non-bad lifestyles, and vitamins and supplements is very important. But I tried to come up with a concept of how you could do this topically. Now, along those lines, initially I started out with just thinking about and dealing with cosmetic type of problems, meaning that people were coming in and they wanted to have Botox, they wanted to have peels, they wanted to have collagen, they wanted to have various different procedures, plastic surgical procedures, and yet they weren't really thinking about all the possible side effects that were associated with it, such as infection and anesthesia and pain and fear. And with that in mind, I decided that what I would do is come up with some products and different types of agents that would basically benefit so that the side effects that I just mentioned wouldn't be so common and give people another alternative in addition to not spending the expenses related to it. With that in mind, I started out, and then when I came across these products, I said, you know, the next thing I would come across is how to solve problems, meaning people come to me as a dermatologist. They come in, what do I think about this? What do I do for this particular growth, this particular rash? And I started thinking to myself, well, if I could make things available to people where they can help themselves rather than running to the doctor, that might be a nice way to do it. And to do it in a natural way and in a way that basically corresponds with the Life Extension motto of basically keeping the enduring respect for the mind and the body. And that's what I try to create with through this book.
Yeah, that's what I like about that. I was looking at, because you're pretty much, like, you do offer the Botox injection and the laser. Are you very much into that, or are you just not really, you just believe that women can have, we could just do other things besides the Botox and the laser resurfacing and the chemical skin pills?
I do that. I do Botox. I do collagen. I do peels. I don't do a lot of laser, which is relatively new now. I'm kind of more concerned at trying to get people to get the same benefits, perhaps not immediately that you would get with a Botox injection, but over using a product with a natural type of active ingredient that would basically give you almost the same results. It might take a short time longer that you would get from coming in. So there are individuals, I'm sure, that like the pain, and I take care of them, but there's a lot more individuals that don't want the pain. They're afraid of anesthesia. They're afraid of various different things. And then when you get involved, I mean, another major side effect when you start talking about peels and lasers, and for sure if they're not done in qualified hands, it can lead to scarring. You know, and scarring, you went for something mm-hmm. you're trying to improve yourself, and you come out with something that's far worse than what you anticipated when you went in. Mm-hmm. So with this in mind, I try to give people a nice way, financially affordable, to address their problems.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of your skincare, you have hyaluronic acid in it, which is a fantastic product to be using for your skin. And also, one other thing is, can you tell us a little bit more about the ceramides? Because I noticed that you have that in your skincare line.
Sure. You know, I think the most important thing I should tell you, the one constant throughout the product line is basically antioxidants. And we use a very potent antioxidant complex of many types of teas, particularly red, green, black, and white teas.
Wow.
And this is a constant throughout our products because once we get to areas of concern, we know how important antioxidants are. And I often talk to people that if you look at an apple and you cut an apple, it's nice and clean, but 15 minutes later, if you look at it, it's kind of getting brown. And this is the oxidation process which is going on. So if we could offer people something along the lines of an antioxidant that basically would alleviate that aspect. Then the next thing came out, ceramides are basically one of the fatty agents that are available in the skin. One of the newer things they're using for moisturizing agents, and it's used within moisturizers in combination with hyaluronic acid, in combination with various different types of active agents. Now, I kind of talk to individuals so they kind of know what hyaluronic acid is. Yes, but ceramides, I kind of show them perhaps like a basketball net. And if you look at the basketball net, the space in between each one of the net, the little squares, basically is the hyaluronic acid or the liquid that basically is there to hydrate the skin. And it makes up about 90% of the entire body also. The strings around basically are the collagen or the restylane, which basically is the strength, the fibers holding the skin. So as we mature and as we get older, we lose the hyaluronic acid ability to make it. We lose the ability of the strength of the collagen fibers or the connective tissue. So consequently, we see aging and wrinkling and creases, and that's what it is. And we also tend to lose ceramides also at the same time.
Because years and years ago, I mean years ago, like I think I was working for Elizabeth Arden, and they came out with a ceramide, and it was like the biggest thing for them. It was a long time ago, but I started using some of your product, and I noticed such a big difference. And one of the products you have is I like this you have a cream for micro. It's like a I forgot what it's called, microdermabrasion.
Yeah, microdermabrasion product.
Yeah.
Well, you know, without getting into all the details of the book, the entire basis of my entire dermologic concept is that if you think about an onion, which has dry outer skin on it, and if you think is that dry outer skin being the same thing as your skin after it's exposed to sun, ultraviolet radiation, pollution, smoking or whatever it may be, if you peel away those levels, those outer layers of the onion, other than the tearing, you start seeing nice, new, fresh, green, white tissue right there. And what had happened is I had seen through machine procedures of microdermabrasion, if you would peel away the outer layers of the skin, you would see the new, clean, softer, brighter, less pigmented type of skin. And with that concept in mind, that's what took me basically to my first product and led me to the entire Cosmesis product line. And the other thing that's important to know is that skin takes approximately 28 days to grow from when it's first formed until it falls off or scales off in the surface. And the last 14 days of it, really the skin is basically dry. It's the layers of the cornea, and basically it's just in the process of drying and peeling off. So this microdermabrasion process started because you wanted to get those outer layers off, thereby exposing the new, fresh skin cells to whatever we want to apply on it to get the best benefit with the greatest concentration for the maximum benefit. And the microdermabrasion, people would come to my office when it first came out, and the things that were bad about it is that, number one, people would pay between $150 and $200 a procedure. They need at least a series of six $1,500. They'd have to repeat it 6 or 8 months. Plus, the original units that came out were very easily contaminated with the same sanding fibers that were basically irritated around the skin area. And that would lead to infection, contamination, the possibility not only of external bacterial infection, but different types of diseases transferring from one person to the other. So with that in mind, I started experimenting with a lot of different crystals, which are the active ingredient that basically would cause the microdermabrasion or the peeling away of the dead outer layers to reveal the new, radiant, less pigmented skin.
Ah, okay, because I love it. I love the way it feels on my skin this way. But I noticed one part, before we close out the show with you, I want to ask you one more thing. Tell us a bit about SPF. I mean, I know sunscreen is huge in Florida, especially South Florida. And in your book, you are going to, debunk some of the few myths about SPF.
Well, you know, the first thing is that SPF, which stands for Sun Protective Factor, originally came out because if you had an SPF of 1, that means you could stay in the sun a certain amount of time before you became sunburned. So let's take example for yourself. You could stay in the sun 10 minutes in intense sunlight and before you would get red. So if you put an SPF of 2 on, then you could stay 20 minutes. An SPF of 3, 30 minutes, and so on. However, SPF of 15 is usually adequate, so the newer ones, basically, the SPF of 15 basically gives you about a 90-92% protection. So as you go up to 40-50, you may get a little bit more protection, but there are many other things you can do rather than doing that. Now, what's changing with the gradings for sunscreens, and it will be coming out shortly, is now they're going to be going to one of two things. Either a sunscreen is going to be able to say that it protects you from sunlight and blocks you from sunlight, or it's going to be able to say prevents and helps prevent photoaging of the skin, therefore allowing you not to get into precancerous types of conditions. So it's either going to be photo protection or it's going to be prevention type things. And that's why the FDA is involved with various different types of sun-blocking agents. The various different types of sun-blocking agents, you have blocking agents, which basically stop the sun from touching the skin. You have absorbing agents, which basically take the sunlight and they absorb it into the active ingredient of the sunscreen. And then you have reflecting agents. And all sunscreens are combinations depending on what the active ingredient is. I think, though, that the more important thing about sunscreen is, number one, when you go in the sun, not to go during the worst hours between 10 and 2. Number 2, limit the amount of time in the sun. Number 3, wear a hat, wear glasses to protect your eyes. And number 4, try to use an adequate amount of sunscreen, meaning the major problem with sunscreens is that people don't put them on prior to going out in the sun, which means probably 20 minutes before. They don't apply enough of the volume of the sunscreen, and in addition to that, they tend not to put it on frequently enough because it either perspires off or they go in the water or whatever it may be. I hope that answered that for you.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely.
Doctor, this is Sandra. I'm an esthetician, and can you tell me what it means when it's a broadband? I know you were saying what the FDA is allowing or regulating, because I guess sun protection or companies were using the wrong verbiage, and everyone was misinformed.
Yeah, because this new packaging required by law by the FDA goes into effect as of June of this year. Remember we did a whole show on it.
Right.
Well, you know, broadband is the light we get from the sun comes in various different ways. I mean, there's visible and there's non-visible, and light is basically described as different types of wavelengths. You have infrared wavelengths, you have ultraviolet wavelengths, and only a certain amount of it is visible. When they say broadband, they're basically saying that it covers a larger band of the radiation that comes from or to your body. So instead of, let's say, example, taking from 300 nanograms, we have to mention 300 to to 600, that might be broadband or broad spectrum, whereas another sunscreen might only pick up or reflect the rays between 300 and 350. So broadband just means a broader spectrum of protection from various rays of light that you might be exposed to. But it doesn't specifically say what the active is. There can be many actives, basically, because if you would put on, I don't know if you remember the old zinc oxide paste that we used many, many years ago.
Yes.
Now it comes out in lipsticks, and sometimes surfers put it under their eyes or on the nose, and basically it's just solid. It's solid white, or they can make it into a color. Well, that's 100% blocking agent. That's a broadband, because light can't get through that. I mean, it's just covered. So that could for sure be the ultimate of the broadband. And then as you go down to various different sunscreens, whether they reflect or not, then basically it would limit the light that's there. So basically you want something that protects you against UVA and UVB light. One goes deeper and one goes more superficial into the skin.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense. we had a show last year on it, and we knew that this year that the new law goes into effect, and we were just trying to understand it, and you kind of like pretty much broke it down for us. So
yeah.
It's the usual concept. The FDA is stepping in. Maybe it's not appropriate just to make sure the appropriate verbiage is there and the verbiage is right. And then again, we have to be careful, and companies have to be careful that, you know, if you prevent or treat something, in reality, you're practicing medicine. And I think that's what the FDA is coming down. And that basically goes with the whole gamut of many things. We know the concepts go with it.
Well, Dr. Goldheim, thank you so much. So this Saturday, you will be at the Life Extension retail store.
I will be there, the Life Extension retail store. I'm going to talk for about an hour or so about myself, and I'm going to talk about my concepts in skin and dermatology and lifestyle. And then I'm going to talk somewhat about the book and my regimen for healthy skin the natural way. And then I will probably open it up to general questions. And I would take general questions, whether they be skincare products, dermatologic products. If I can help somebody and it's not a specific thing, I would try to just basically open up to a general. I think audiences like to ask certain types of questions, and if I feel that it's appropriate, I definitely will answer all of them.
Well, fantastic.
Great. I would love to be there.
It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but his lecture is at 1.
Oh, okay.
So
1 p.m., right? And then I'm sure I'll be around for several hours after that.
I'd like to see the product demonstration. I'd like to go there from the beginning.
Yeah, no, I think you should. You should cover it for social chats, actually.
Okay,
you should,
and we'll then
we could create some more.
Come say hello and introduce yourself.
All right.
Definitely,
look
Dr. Goldheim. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you,
they can get to me through the website that you mentioned earlier.
Okay, Cosmesis Skincare.
Cosmesis Skincare, you can give it to them again. You have the right one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CosmesisSkincare.com.
You can shoot an email to me there, and that will get forwarded to me.
Fantastic. And thank you so much. I know you're a busy man for taking a little time and chatting with us, and when I saw that you're going to be at the retail store, I'm like, oh, I want to talk to him first before anyone else does.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a nice little promotion. People, they buy a product or two. I'm not quite sure what they have set up. They're going to get a book, and that's a nice little added that people are going to be getting.
Well, actually, they're doing
going to find us a nice accumulation of information that people want to know how to care for their skin. Do it in a natural way with things that have been proven and also solve the problems.
Yeah, I think they're giving, save 60% on your skincare line, Cosmesis Skincare, and it's only for February 11th and 12th, which is fantastic for Valentine's. And you'll be at the Life Extension Resale Store, which is 5990 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale. And if anyone wants to get more info on it, you can call 954-766-8144 for more details on Dr. Goldheim's book signing and his lecture for this Saturday, February 11th. So, Dr. Goldheim, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon. And I asked if maybe one of these days we can come out there and live stream at his office.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and interview him and you know.
Well, we might talk about that, and I'll be glad to help.
Okay, take care, and we will chat with you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Did you love how I just try to work our way in there?
Because that way you have it on the air.
Yeah, he is so busy. That's why he's like really crazy busy. So,
sounds brilliant.
So let's round up the show. And so, did you not? What did you do? No, get a stain?
No.
Oh, your dog. Did Leia chew?
Leia chews on everything.
Leia chews on everything, I know.
It was an excellent show today. I'm going to definitely listen to it tonight.
Yeah, no, today was very informative. Amin really taught us a lot. And also Dr. Gofen. And so I'm going to upload the show in a few minutes, and we'll have it live for everyone to listen again. And I'll create a link for it. But and then we have our Natalie. Actually, we're live streaming right now at GL Clinic, actually, everyone. So,
hello, social chats.
So, yeah, Life Extension, GL will be carrying Life Extension. So, so you guys want some Life Extension product, go by, come stop by GL Clinic in Boca Raton or the Palm Beach store. So, everyone, have a great day. Do you have any birthday shout out before we do anything?
I'll just shout.
You want to shout?
Let's shout.
She's tired. She's tired from Saturday's at Heart Camp.
Let's dance. Let's shout.
Did you have fun at Heart Camp?
Keep your body now, do the...
Oh, my gosh. Just
I had fun at Heart Camp.
You had fun at Heart Camp?
I did. I got my teeth white at Heart Camp.
I know. Your teeth look awesome, by the way. God, her teeth look awesome. Awesome. I know, but look how white they are now. Like,
they're super whiter.
They're whiter.
And my lips are going to be bigger later this afternoon.
We have to have a jingle. Shine a dent.
I know. Look at them right through it. So before I go, I want to wish a few people a happy birthday. Oh, Nina. Nina Palmer, happy birthday. She must be back from the from L.A. Cheryl James, happy birthday. And Michelle and Atrella. You know who that is, right? That's Allison's sister-in-law.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah.
And also Boone Zavik, happy birthday. He's from Amino.
Oh, yeah.
We have him on the show. Today's his birthday. Hi. So I want to do a shout-out for those people. And can you not get on, or what happened?
I keep getting logged off.
Wow. What's going on here?
Would you like to make it your default? No.
No. Okay, so let's round up the show. So everybody, make sure you listen in tomorrow for Social Chats Personal Branding. I uploaded our, as you guys know, I'm trying to go to South by Southwest. And so we'll have Demi and I, we're going to be chatting again about the Startup Bus and South by Southwest. And so that's tomorrow for Social Chats Personal Branding from 1 to 2. And again, I want to really thank two people today on our show. Wasn't it not informative today?
Today was a great day.
I am still like in shock, actually. Because I thought I'd learn it. I know everything about Life Extension.
I just can't wait. Because
I'm such a groupie.
CoQ10.
I know, CoQ10. I'm telling you, a long time ago, I was putting the orange CoQ10, like the first one they had.
I've been doing CoQ10 for a long time, Life Extension one, plus the, you know, because I was doing, when we were with the A4M, you know, I found out about CoQ10, and I was doing CoQ10 and L-carnitine for energy, because we used to work this. And that's how, really, you know what, that's part of the reason why we could stay up 16 hours at a booth. And you know, at a registration booth, and then go party for 5 hours and have 2 hours sleep, if that, and go back for 16 hours. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that. We're talking about the American
Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
You know,
it was the best time of my life.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We have it was like I saw you do like an awakening. Me too. When I worked for them,
changed my career.
If I didn't work for the A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, I would have not started my own company. I would have not be where who I am today. If I've never went and got a job from them.
Can I tell you that just today, when the internet guy was at my house, I was typing, and he's like, "Oh, look, you can type better than I can because you know the keys." And I said, actually, I'm out of practice because I use my hands now. Yeah. And it made me think of the A4M because I was typing up until then.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now I'm an esthetician and I love what I do.
Yeah. So sometimes you discover new things in life and let's get back to CoQ10 real quick. Before I go work out, I take L-carnitine and my CoQ10 and
boost of energy.
I have the best
dilator.
workout ever. I mean, I swear, when I say I'm getting my cardio, I am getting my cardio. And I'm only doing like 15, 20 minutes, but it makes such a huge difference when I take those two supplements together.
They're like, they give
me... But now I'm taking a third one, which is PPQ from Life Extension. Mm-hmm. So those three things together, I literally, when I get off the treadmill, I'm sweating. And now I'm doing the high incline because I'm trying to work that booty.
But you're working it. It's starting to pop out. You're starting to look like Judy.
Yeah, my sister, my baby sister. So everyone have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. And enjoy your beautiful Wednesday. What else do you want to say, Sandra?
Hump day. Yeah. And the official, tonight is the official beginning of the weekend. Yay!
It is.
Every Wednesday is. It's ladies' night.
Yes, it's. Bye, guys.